Master Confucius, I was wondering if I might possibly speak with you for just one moment, please, if it's okay.
What is possible cannot be spoken. It must be done.
Ah, yes, I totally understand what you're saying. So, was that a yes?
A yes.
I can speak with you.
Speak!
Okay, here's the thing. I want to be a philosopher like you. I want to be the next Confucius, you know? And I was wondering if I might possibly, if it's okay, maybe, like, learn from you?
Sit, and you shall learn.
So...
Just sit. Sit. Okay. Sit down.
Awesome, sit down. Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. You don't need to see my portfolio? Or...
Oh. Well, if you have one, I should probably check it out. A given.
Great. I think I got some good stuff in there. I've been unemployed for a while, so I've really had time to come up with some pretty pithy sayings and sage advice. It's arranged by expected shelf life from topical yet ephemeral to universally and eternally relevant.
I see. And what are the color tabs?
Oh, then I subcategorized it according to what social situation I think it might be appropriate for. Red is sitting around complaining about relationships, green is sitting around complaining about the economy, and yellow is sitting around complaining about how hard farming is.
Some of these pages only have tabs.
Yeah, well, generally I find I'm pretty good at feeling where philosophical statements should go, but I'm not always so hot at thinking of the actual what do you call them?
Words.
Yeah, it's like I'm a water clock in the... Don't help me. I want to say temperate grassland.
I can't teach you.
Because my portfolio is so good?
No, because these are just awful.
Awful because they make you insecure about your own philosophical prowess?
Awful because they're horrible.
Horrible because...
Have you ever read these out loud? Here, take this one. He who laughs at his own laughter will then probably die?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because he laughs at his own laughter, you know, he's never going to stop laughing. And then he'll probably die. Do you think that's too much of a leap?
Probably.
Well, I don't want to spell it out for people. You have to respect your audience, right?
True. But that doesn't explain the next page. Where you write, he who searches for the blackbird at night when the sky is black is less likely to find it than he would be during the day when the sky is not black.
Yeah.
He'll then probably die.
Yeah, because it's a man-eating vulture. It's just good advice.
Though a little too on the nose. Try something more like, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
I don't know what the sound... No, wait. Maybe I do. Oh, no. I don't. I thought I did for a second, but I thought about it some more, and I don't. But I still feel like I kind of do. It's like my laughter one, but it's not, because it could be, but it could also mean just a bunch of different things. Oh my god, you just blew my fucking mind, dude!
Yes, thank you.
That is so universal!
I know.
Okay, I think I understand now, alright? I'm gonna try a new one. He / or she who is vulnerable will then probably die.
No! That is terrible!
But it could apply to anybody.
You're falling into a pattern. You try too hard to be profound. Remember, truth stems not from the mouth... but grows in the ear.
I got you. It's like I'm trying to be Confucius when I must simply be...
Yes.
Confucius.
No.
When I must simply be...
Yes.
Confucius.
No. When you must simply be...
Confucius.
No. When you must simply be...
I still want to say Confucius.
When you must simply be, period, period, period. End of the sentence, when you must simply be.
Oh! That's so much more open-ended.
Exactly.
Okay, let me try again. He who...
Don't start with he who.
Okay, sorry, she who.
Same basic concept there. Try changing up the sentence structure.
Okay, could you start me off?
Very well. If you love something,
set it free.
Perfect.
And then it'll probably die.
Leave!
Because it's been living in captivity and doesn't know how to fend for itself, you know? If it's like a bird or something like that. What exactly are we talking about?
Go! Here?
Shoot. Now wait, I understand now!
Do you?
Yes. You love me. Yeah? For what we do. I really don't know what I'm doing with sound ever.
I thought you were an engineer.
No. No, I'm most definitely not. I'm an unemployed artist. I should have been an engineer. I'm making bank.
No.
Give up on these dreams.
You can't sell your soul, man.
By being an engineer?
Yeah, I guess it's actually a pretty exciting profession.
Yeah, as far as careers that pay well.
Yeah, a lot of creativity, too. Yeah. And a lot of different fields.
You get to figure things out.
Yeah.
Which I like. No, I
you
really
like
just missed the
things
boat.
Out?
Huh?
You like to figure things
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I like to, you know, like dissect how something works.
I did it at the start of my life, but I got over it.
That phase is gone. All curiosity
now I just
has left
want
my
people
existence.
To tell me things and just tell me how to behave.
Just give me the fucking answer.
Yeah, just give me the answer. Just leave me alone. Really, just leave me alone. I don't want you to talk to me.
I don't want
I
to
actually,
know the answer.
There are no answers. I think that's what you learn.
The show is unstoppable.
This
failure.
Microphone is slowly going down.
You always set it up in such a way.
I thought I was being normal this time.
You were being more normal. Okay.
But then I just dipped down.
Okay.
Just dipped down. It's dipping right now.
It's
like a clock.
Do you need me to fix your microphone, Al?
It's imperceptible, but I can see it.
Okay. Are we going to have to start this podcast over?
No.
Did we start it?
Did we? Is this a recording?
Yeah, it's been recording, but I can't remember if I said this is unstoppable.
Oh, failure. No, this is unstoppable failure.
Yeah, I'm AJ Schrader.
I'm Aldon Schrader.
All right. So, what do you want to talk about today?
No, what were we talking about? Designing, figuring stuff out?
Designing, engineering, creating.
I don't want to talk about any of
that. Okay, good.
Fuck that noise. That's not interesting. Creating?
No.
What is this creation?
It's when you make something. Then it exists.
I guess I knew that.
Yeah.
Why did I pose the question?
Well, you know, you could take it in a more philosophical way. I didn't. I just went ground zero.
You know, it's destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd work better if more people around me took things philosophically in a philosophical direction. I'm an appreciator of fine philosophy, not a creator of it. I'm a creator of pretty shitty fly on the... What's the phrase? I'm like, fly on the wall? Fly on the wall. Not fly on the wall. Fly by night. Fly by night. That's what I was looking for.
Fly by night.
Right. You know, philosophy that is not well thought out. But, you know, you feel the urge to insert it when people least want you to.
You do like to just make a statement and then, like, stare off. And ignore the rest of the conversation that's happening around you.
I like to think that people think I'm pretty on the ball.
I think most people do. The ones that don't know you.
I'm not on the ball.
You were about to talk about something earlier.
I was.
Today. That
was
I was that? Like, save that.
Oh, save
that's
that.
That's really inane. Let's get some podcast gold out of that.
It was not inane.
Okay, what was it?
I want to talk about blocks of cheddar cheese. I was at the store, and I had to choose between not sharp and extra sharp, which is the normal choice,
mm-hmm.
but seriously sharp and extra sharp.
Those are tough choices.
It is, because I don't... What does seriously sharp mean? Was this a brand
Wait, so
trying
it was
to disguise
like,
itself?
They actually had the categories of
the category
seriously
was
sharp.
Seriously sharp. Is this... Sharper or less sharp? Than the extra sharp. Because if it's sharper, I want the seriously sharp.
Were they part of the same brand, like, structure?
Yeah.
Seriously sharp has to be more sharp, then.
Yeah, but I didn't see a sharp one of the same brand, which made me suspect that they might have
just
been
But it seems really odd to create, like, a different
Doesn't
adjective
it?
For your non, like,
seriously
super, like,
sounds
super, yeah, like,
more extreme than extra.
It does, because you're like, you're serious about this shit.
Yeah, but if you're serious, maybe you don't take it the extra mile. Because you're just a professional, you know, you realize that there's no...
You know where sharpness needs
to
end.
Yeah, there's no frills attached to it.
You're not going for show.
That's
the
hallmark of a professional.
Yeah, I could see that.
Being right there at the status quo. That's a professional.
But you're saying you don't want professionalism in your cheese.
No, I want extreme radicalism. Yeah. I want zealotry cheese. I want Taliban cheese.
We're going to take a break.
You know, I find I like chuckling after I say things. Because a lot of times nobody else is going to.
You got to provide your own laugh track.
Yeah, a little bit. And I enjoy it. It's a fun activity.
I wouldn't generally call it an activity.
Laughing at yourself?
As a hobby?
Yeah, I sit around doing it all day. I mean, I don't do anything else.
So you just like sit and think of things that will amuse yourself and then chuckle to yourself?
That's the majority of what I do.
I guess that is like the core workmanship of a comedian.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, to find things that, you know, you at least find amusing. That is a general jumping off point.
I think most comedians, they have that cool, the sense of coolness to not...
to just be like,
yeah,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't need to laugh at this. The people will laugh.
Because they're secure with themselves.
Yeah, but that generally makes bad comedy. Right?
I don't know. I don't know what's in the other people's heads.
Well, I mean, that's like part of why, you know, neuroticism is so, like Larry David or Woody, like their comedy goes from total, like, it's not their secure parts that are funny.
Yeah. That's true.
It's just like their raw insanity and the feeling that everyone is out to get them, whether or not they are.
No, they are.
Yeah, no, it's understood. Yeah. So I want to talk about...
What do you want to talk about? I got something else to talk about if you don't want to talk about something.
Well,
I'm saving it.
Okay, you save it, because yours is probably way better than mine. I had an odd excuse me. That was a mouthful. Liquor. And odd conversations that I heard at work.
We were supposed to be getting better at this as we go along.
No, I feel like we are. We're definitely getting more to the core of what it is, which is just long pauses.
I'm more content with what we're doing.
Yes.
Now. But you see, contentment, not funny. That's what we were talking about.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want anyone to listen to this. It's okay. It's like a month before this one gets published, at least. Anyways, conversation I overheard was apparently someone in the cubicle next to me has a son who, whenever he spills something on himself at a restaurant, just gets completely naked. And at first I thought
that's just sensical.
Yeah, like I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Just to make sure it doesn't spread to the rest of the clothes.
Yeah, or just because, you know, when you're in a house and you get wet or something, you take that off and you throw it in the dryer.
Is the kid like, what, like 16, 17?
That's where your general assumption is. I don't know. I try to not actually interact with my coworker.
You mean you just to peek over and go, how old is your son?
How old is the naked one?
No, obviously that works for young children or old people.
Yes.
It doesn't work so well for old people. There are certain things. People talk a lot about second childhood when you get older. Well, like the Shakespeare, second childhood in a bad way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that's true.
You think...
Because you are, in fact, a different age.
Yes, you are an adult, and people will shut you down more readily.
Yeah. It is true that no one listens to you no matter what age you are, though. That's something they don't tell you when you're a kid.
Okay, yeah. I'll believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can see if an
Everybody always thinks that they know what's better for you to do than what you do.
Yes. Yeah. Because they think they got
That's what I'm saying by not listening. Yeah. People listen. Yeah. Obviously, people have ears. They just have to. There's a sphere of sound. People say, oh, nobody listens to me. No, people are listening. Most people, you know, their ears work. They just, you know, they have to live their own life. You know, so don't feel bad. Feel good.
We're going to take a break.
Repent!
Repent!
Wow, you're like really crazy.
I have seen it in dreams. The second coming is at hand.
Face it, dude. Jesus ain't never coming back. It's all a fairy tale.
Behold, my children. The time has come for judgment.
What the fuck?
Ah, Jesus the Christ, return to you now. The time for atonement has passed!
Praise him! Praise him! Praise him as he cleans the earth of sinners!
He seems a little short to be Jesus, don't you think?
Well, that's just because he's still judging people in the distance. When we get up close, I bet he's huge. It's just a matter of perspective.
Yeah, but look at him next to that lady. She has to bend down to talk to him.
Well, aren't you just the cutest little Jesus?
Jesus, judgment lasers, activate!
She was probably a giant lady. I always expected exceptionally tall women to be the first to be judged. A sad echo of society.
Yeah, wow, poignant. But for Jesus to be even average height, she would have to be like 7'2".
Jesus is not short, okay? He's a big, tall man with a solid core that commands respect.
I'm gonna Google it. Siri, Google how tall was Jesus.
You should be running for your life, because the mighty and more than likely large hand of God smites ye down.
Holy shit, it says the average height in Jesus' time was 5'1". Imagine if he was slightly below average.
I'm not going to imagine that, because it's impossible.
Really, you think it's possible he came back from the dead two times, but refused to believe that he could have been below average height in his culture? Be like an Ewok. Lamb of Jub-Jub.
You had the whole of Star Wars and Christianity to work with, and that's the best you could come up with?
Yeah.
God, I hope he smites you so hard.
Shut up, here he comes.
Pow! Pa-pow! Pa-pow! Pow-pow!
Aw, Frank Martin and Pete the Crazy Doomsday Prophet. Behold, I, your Lord Jesus Christ, have come to
represent the Lollipop Guild? Alright, that totally makes up for the Jub-Jub line.
No, it doesn't.
I have judged thee unworthy for the kingdom of heaven. Jesus lasers!
Oh my god! Is this what I get for guzzling down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats? Oompa Loompa joke! Nailed it!
Pete, the crazy doomsday guy. You and you alone have proven yourself worthy and free of sin. Come now with me, and we shall ascend into the kingdom of heaven.
Thank you, Lord! Show me the way, and I will gladly follow you!
Our chariot awaits.
In that?
Yeah, why?
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, so?
Are you tall enough to ride that?
How do you mean?
Well, it's just that most roller coasters, you have to be a certain height, and you're
short?
Yeah. I hope that's okay.
Of course it's okay. You don't have to be so scared to tell me I'm short, Peter. It's not a sin to tell me I'm short.
Okay, I was just worried, because you know with all the lasering you've been doing.
No, of course not. In fact, why don't you get it all out of your system before we go to heaven? Compare me to some other short things.
Okay, well, you're like a tiny little baby.
That's true, I'm a full-grown adult for my time, yet comparatively to people in the present, I am like an infant, and that's why I'm still so often referred to as the baby Jesus.
You're like Silly Man's cultural significance.
Yes, they were indeed a short-lived fad, much like the must-have Christmas gift of myrrh in my time.
You're like a wee little
little leprechaun.
Leprechauns are pagan, Pete. Burnt for your sins. Lasers, lasers. I'm a big man. Lasers, lasers.
Ba-bow.
So anyways, yeah. Clouds.
Clouds?
Yeah. Saw some clouds today, and they look like popcorn.
That is the least imaginative, like, cloud.
What?
I'm saying, like, if you're thinking about, like, no, finding images in clouds.
The texture.
Like, well, yeah, that's what clouds look like, well, yeah. Right? So, like,
you mean I'm not breaking new ground by saying that they look like popcorn?
No, I really, like, thought you were going to talk about, like, the images you saw in the clouds. But popcorn is a pretty amorphous cloud shape. Like, popcorn looks like clouds.
Yeah. So I was just accurate. Sometimes I just like to be right. So, yeah, but I thought, so if you're like some sort of God figure, first off, I don't understand the conception of God as any sort of human-like being. Because if he was a giant human-like being and he was popping clouds, popcorn, like, just think about, like, the proportions here we're talking about. Like, his mouth is how big, and then his whatever is
big. Why can't God just be, like, super tiny, too?
Oh. Dang, like, think about it. You blew my mind on that.
You're welcome, Al.
I mean, compare how big, like, comparison to popcorn.
Like, he could be, like, half the size of a popcorn kernel.
Half the size? That's pretty small.
Well, I mean, but, like, also, like, really durable. So that nothing.
Well, obviously, he's got to be durable.
Yeah, because he's God. But I mean, if I were God, I would be really small and really durable. Because then, when I found some popcorn, I would be like, "This is the best day," because I've got like all this popcorn. But things couldn't squish me. See, like,
no, because you're durable.
Yeah, because I could just run around as a tiny little man. Like, I could live off of a kernel of popcorn for like a year.
Oh, I see where you're going.
Yeah,
this.
It's efficiency.
So, like, maybe he's a really small guy that lives in a single cloud that's floating somewhere.
Yeah, just eating it.
Yeah. So, what did we learn today?
Okay, well, I think you learned today that when you become old,
mm-hmm.
people will continue to not listen to you, and you won't really get away with the things you want to.
Yeah, like getting naked at a restaurant.
Restaurant, yeah.
I would like to get naked at a restaurant.
And I think you also learned that God comes in all shapes and sizes.
Only conceptually. Not actually.
Conceptual,
like,
nakedness?
Like, yeah, if I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, this guy needs to be naked at a restaurant. I never agree with myself. There's like, my mirror image is always going, no, sir.
Let's
but conceptually, like, if I was like a hot dude... I was a hot dude, you know.
Yeah, just like ripped.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this guy should be naked in a restaurant.
Oh, spilled something on my pants. You're welcome.
Because these are coming off.
Because my dick's out. Look at that. And then people would be like, oh.
Although, like, I don't think hot dude equates to, like, dick.
No, it doesn't.
Dick, like, enjoyment.
It really doesn't. Oh, dick enjoyment?
Like, you know, if somebody's hot, I don't think they're going to have a, like, more beautiful penis.
I think they should.
They should, but...
I think a lot of people are being classified as hot when we don't know.
That's
because we don't know what's going on down there.
Yeah, we haven't seen the downstairs mix up as the Mighty Boosh.
You gotta take the whole person. That's respect for a fellow human being.
Yes.
So I'm gonna hold off saying you're beautiful
until I see your dick. Genitals.
And what did you learn? What did we talk about? We talked about something at the start that completely...
We did.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you learned that cheese is not always well labeled.
That's true.
Cheese can be confusing.
It can... I thought it was my friend, but it could trick me.
And you learned that there might be something beyond extra sharp, which would be
pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, no, I would...
Yeah. But you also learned...
I want cheese, I can break it.
You also learned that it might be a complete lie, and therefore you learned what it is like... to believe in the afterlife or not believe. Huh? Right? Same concept.
And we're done.
Because if there was, you know, that's some philosophy for you. Fly by night.